Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now for our weekly look at the region's top business stories. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start in Midtown Sacramento, where Starlight Lounge is getting a new future, and it involves the team behind some well-known local music venues. What are they planning?
Brett Baer and Eric Rushing confirmed plans this week to open a nightclub at the former Starlight Lounge. Starlight closed in June, and it was in a two-story building at 1517 21st Street. This new nightclub will be called Holy Diver, and if you think the names of its operators sound familiar, you're right. They also book at two other local music venues, Ace of Spades and Goldfield Trading Post.
How will Starlight compare to those businesses?
Well, plans are still in the early stages, but there's a chance that this new venue could host hard rock shows. And the building has a capacity of just under 300 people, and about half of that in a music hall upstairs.
And these entrepreneurs have at least one more new project in the works too, right?
Yes, they are developing another music venue from the ground up next to their B-side bar, which is on S Street. And that project is still in the very early stages. It doesn't have a start date yet, but we do know that one will be designed to highlight singer-songwriters.
Well, let's talk tech. There's a startup incubator closing its Roseville location and moving to West Sacramento, at least temporarily.
That is the Glue Factory, which started about 18 months ago, and it's located on Vernon Street in downtown Roseville. That will be changing, though. Gordon Fowler is the startup incubator's co-founder, and he's also the CEO of local marketing firm Threefold Communications. He says that the incubator's two-year lease is set to expire in Roseville, and it has outgrown its space there. So it's closing that Roseville space this month, and it has short-term plans to move to West Sacramento and reopen on September 1st.
Any idea when they'll have a permanent new location?
Well, they will temporarily move into the offices of the Health Education Council in West Sacramento. And beyond that, they're looking throughout the region for a permanent home. Those involved with this incubator say it's important to have a partnership with the city where they're located.
And remind me again, what exactly is a startup incubator?
This is basically designed as a space to help entrepreneurs launch their companies. When the Glue Factory began, it offered 8 entrepreneurs free space in exchange for community volunteering. And at the new location, the goal is to have 15 to 20 entrepreneurs at the Glue Factory. Now, this incubator was largely a meeting space in Roseville, but those involved in the project do want it to transform into more of a co-working space.
Well, speaking of startups, companies from across the area landed on Inc. magazine's list of the nation's fastest growing companies this week.
Yes, this year's Inc. 5000 list features 23 area companies. That's an increase compared to the 18 companies that were on the list last year. Inc. magazine evaluates for-profit independent companies and compares 2016 revenue with 2013 revenue. We had companies from a variety of industries on the list, including retail, technology, marketing, and construction.
Well, who was on the list? Which companies?
Well, the fastest growing local company, ranking at number 404 nationwide, was Blossom Ridge Home Health and Hospice. And Slide Belts, which is based in El Dorado Hills and makes belts without holes, was the second fastest growing local company, according to this list. Now, Slide Belts is interesting because it's one of the first local companies to take advantage of regulation crowdfunding. That's basically a new rule that lets small companies and startups raise up to $1.07 million annually from people who are not accredited investors.
The Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.